old-fashioned ones, but you just need to turn the volume up. So, yeah. Come on. Oh, that's what you're smiling about. You got some pre-meeting music going on as well. There's a few of us. May the angels fill the seats. May the Lord be with us. Let's commit this meeting to the Lord in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you that glorifying you does not depend on numbers. We are here to glorify you. You are here to be glorified. That hearing from you does not depend on a congregation. And we're here maybe without most of the congregation, but you're here, that we can hear from you. May you bless this meeting. May you be with us this evening. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So one request. Sing loud. Fill the spaces beside you. So we're going to start with number 137. There is power in the blood.
There's power in the blood, power in the blood. There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonderful power in the blood of the Lamb.
Keep on the firing line. $315. Well, we can try it. A bit rusty on the old guitar, but excuse me. If you're in the battle for the Lord and Christ, keep on the firing line. If you win, my brother, surely you must fight. Keep on the firing line. There are many dangers that we all must face. If we die fighting, it is no disgrace. A coward in the service will find no place. So keep on the firing line. You must fight and pray against all evil. Never run or even lag behind. If you would win for God and the righteous, keep on the firing line. God will only use a soldier he can trust. Keep on the firing line. If you wear a crown that bears the cross, you must keep on the firing line. Life is but to labor for the master dear. Help to banish evil and to spread good cheer. People will be rewarded for your service here. So keep on the firing line. You must fight and pray against all evil. Never run or even lag behind. If you would win for God and the righteous, keep on the firing line. When we get to heaven, brother, we'll be glad. Keep on the firing line. I will praise the Savior for the call we had. Keep on the firing line. When we see the souls that we have helped to win, leading them to Jesus from the paths of sin, with a shout of welcome we will all march in. So keep on the firing line. You must fight and pray against all evil. Never run or even lag behind. If you would win for God and the righteous, keep on the firing line. Okay. You folks better think of a song, because it will just be like Luke, Emma, Tiffany, me, and Luke again. 65, okay? But hey, you know what? I'm here to enjoy myself praising the Lord. Okay? And I know musicians are here to enjoy themselves praising the Lord. It doesn't matter whether you sing loud or whether you sing quiet, you're going to enjoy yourself, right? Okay? So you may as well enjoy yourself praising the Lord. All right. There really ought to be a sign upon my heart. Don't judge me yet, there's an unfinished part. But I'll be perfect, just according to his plan, fashioned by the master's loving hand. He's still working on me to make me what I ought to be. Took him just a week to make the moon and the sun. That I see make me
wonder why he never gave up on me. He loves me as I am, and he helps me when I pray. Remember, he's the one I'm the day. Well, he's still working on me.
Sing the last bit because let's see who's going to do this. This evening. Okay. So, just a little note. Sister Diane Warren, Sister Mary Ann, Sister Ruth, and Sister Rachel. So God bless you all, sisters. No prayer requests there. Any prayer requests here? Emma. Oh, there's a work situation. Anyone doesn't have a work situation, it's probably because they're retired. They probably have other situations that we need the Lord's help with. Yes, Janelle. Oh, Michelle's car. Yeah. What do you want prayer about it for? Okay. Michelle would like to get her car back soon. So you heard Michelle's car was stolen. The Lord watches out for us, even in bad situations. My understanding, if I understand this right, and I've heard it from Rachel, so if I didn't understand it right, correct me. You were at work and someone saw your car being broken into. And so they called the police, and then they were able to come to the store and be like, does anyone have a car that's just been stolen? And so at least that police report was made straight away. So pray that the Lord would have his way and get Michelle her wheels back soon. So any other prayer requests? Yeah, a lot of people traveling. So may the Lord bless them. Even though they're going to miss out on the fine service this evening, we don't want them to feel, you know. Okay. Thanks for the Schwartzes getting safe back home, and we remember Brother Keith. Pinning ceremony, Kaylee is becoming that, so that's wonderful. All right. Brother Matthew, I hope you've been paying attention. Do you want to come and lead us this evening and put these things to the Lord in a word of prayer?
Apologies, I might go blank midway. So, dear Lord, please protect everyone as they're traveling, and just thank you for this opportunity to come into this place to go worship you, Lord. Please bless Dad as he prepares for the remaining for the sermon. Please heal Brother Keith. He's been suffering for quite some time now. Please help Sister Michelle's vehicle get just either found or returned. Please please protect everyone else as they're traveling to and from, and bless the remainder of the service. In Jesus' name, amen.
Redeemed. I like that song. Now, I grew up with the original Only Believe, and these songs were right in the beginning of it, so I like this song. Redeemed, how I love to proclaim. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, redeemed His infinite mercy, His child and forever I am. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. He is able. You know this to a slightly different tune. You know that. We're going to try it anyway. I know my Lord is able to carry me through. He's able, He's able. I know. Difficulty. He is able, I guess, even for people like us, even for a song leader like me. So, all right, well, one, two sections. Sister Laura. You know this one. Does someone know this one well enough to come up and lead it? Or sing it as a special? To me. Ah, God is good to you too. So, You know, the secret to serving the Lord is just get up and do stuff. Don't feel too embarrassed, because, you know, you'll get in situations where you don't know what you're doing. But he's able to see you through. He'll keep you safe. And the thing is, if you're feasting on the manna, if you're dwelling in his presence, then who cares if you forget how to sing songs or get the wrong chords, you know, where you're up song leading. Doesn't matter. We're praising the God that gave us life. We're making a joyful noise unto the Lord. I believe his presence is here with us. I believe that he was in Matthew's prayer. I believe that he's in the music and the singing. I believe we've got special things this evening. Ah, that's just me, maybe. And some of the rest of you believe that. But it's going to be a good time tonight. I just feel good. All right. Michelle, you're looking through the book there. Do you have something in mind? Ah, that's a wonderful song. Let's turn there. I have found a friend in Jesus. He's everything to me. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. All the lily of the valley, in him alone I see. All I need to cleanse and make me fully whole. Oh, in sorrow, in trouble, he's my safe. He tells me every care on him to grow. He's the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. He all my grief has taken, and all my sorrows more. In temptation, he's my strong and mighty power. I have all for him forsaken, and all my idols gone. From my heart, where now he keeps me by his power. The bright and morning star is the fairest of now to my soul. He'll never ever leave me, nor yet forsake me. While I live by faith and do his blessed will, he's a wall of fire about me. I've nothing. I'll see his blessed face when rivers of delight shall ever flow. He's the lily of the valley, the bright and golden star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. Amen. Well, thank you. Sister Michelle, that's good song to cheer me up if I'm ever feeling down. And well, we have Brother Greg ministering tonight, so trusting that the Lord is going to be with us, open our ears, open our eyes to things in his word. And just across the page there, there's that lovely chorus, number 81. Jesus is the one. He's the only one. Let him have his way until the day is done. And so that's what we want to do this evening, is to let him have his way, to hear him speak, and to know him. as we invite Greg to come forward, we're going to just sing that chorus.
Jesus is the one. Yes, He is the only one. Every path is great until the day is done. And when He speaks, you know that the clouds will have to go.
You all, musicians, you may be seated. Thank you so much for your ministry. I appreciate that, Brother Derek. Thank you so much for leading us this evening. Praise the Lord. God bless you all online. God bless you all from coming out tonight. Amazing. Truly. Amen. Let's just bow our heads, if you would. Heavenly Father, we indeed just humbly come before you. So thankful, Lord, for your grace, for your mercy. Father, we know that in you we have life. In you, Lord, we move, we live, we have our being. Father, we are so thankful, Lord. I pray tonight, I pray that everything here, I know there's a lot of things that are going on in people's minds. I know that it's the middle of the week, and I know that so many are gone. And Lord, I know we just have to press through just a little harder tonight. But Lord, you are more than able, oh God, even taking such an unworthy vessel as this, Lord. You take the most insignificant ones, Lord, it seems. Lord, and you're able to do marvelous things because it isn't in the vessel, Lord. It's in you, the God, the King, the Creator of all heaven and earth. Father, it's an honor and a privilege, Lord, to be here tonight. It's an honor and a privilege to be gathered in your name. And so, Lord, we humbly pray that you just take full control. We ask, Lord, that you bless each one here, Father. We pray, Lord, you just help everything, Father, that is bothering us, Lord, to be set aside. And we know, Lord, that if we look to you, as they said, all things are well. So we give you thanks and praise. Take control, Lord, of this vessel and both speaker and hearer. Grant it, Lord. In this we pray, we ask it in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. If you would stand to your feet in honor of God's word. Praise the Lord. Join me tonight. I'd like to turn over first. Praise the Lord. If you would, to Acts. We're going to book of Acts, chapter 1, 7 and 8. Acts 1, 7 and 8. 7. And he said unto them, speaking of Jesus, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power. But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Amen. Let's turn also to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, 4 and 5. Amen. This is, of course, Paul speaking. He says, "In my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God." Amen. Let's just bow our heads one more time. Lord Jesus, thank you so much for your word. We humbly pray and ask that you just break to us the bread of life. This we ask in the blessed name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you all. I again appreciate you all coming out. Sincerely, we got the Hoffman family by and large gone. We've got the Morris family. A number of Morris is gone, you know. So when those two families are scarce, it makes us really thin. So, but we are grateful. Amen. And we're thankful for both families, by the way. Indeed, we are. We just feel really privileged being numbered amongst you. Amen. Praise the Lord. And Sister Michelle, honestly, I feel sorry for whoever did that took your car. I really do. The Bible is very clear as to, it says, they who often, if they dig a pit, they shall fall in it themselves. Every deed that men shall do, they shall get an account of them. And they who do it to the bride, it's especially heavy, so I do feel sorry for him. But I also know this too, that all things work together for the good to those that love God. God's got a purpose in this. I know, like that one song says, I know that the Lord shall cause this trial to be a blessing. Amen. So we're standing with you, sister. Praise the Lord. What I'd like to title this, which I'm going to speak on tonight, is the sovereign power of God. And the reason why I phrased it that way is because God is sovereign in all that he does. He's absolutely sovereign. And you know, you think about God, the creator of heaven and earth, that he made everything. Everything that we see and everything that here that is man-made, man made it out of something, something that God made. And there's nothing that God cannot do, nothing at all. And it's amazing. I know, you know, if you or I were God for a day, you know, we'd probably be zapping lightning bolts from the mountains, you know, to go after those ones who are just doing bad and horrible things and so forth. And, you know, get that one that got Sister Michelle's car, right? But see, that's not God's nature. You know, God, who's got all of power, absolute and total control, and he does a whole bunch of things all at once. He doesn't just deal with every situation as it happens. He lets it all happen. He lets it all play out. He even makes it seem like everything bad is happening, you know, but it's just staging is all it is. He is just staging everything in this way that all of a sudden the cord is going to get pulled, right? Tables are going to be turned, and all of a sudden Satan is going to go, oh no, right? And all the ones that are on Satan's side are going to say, oh no. I mean, the Bible is very clear. It says even that they will hide themselves in the rocks and the mountains from the fierceness of the Lamb. Oh no. For them, it isn't going to be a time of rejoicing, but not true for you or I. Amen. We've got something incredible. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, let me continue to read, if I may. We serve a mighty, mighty God. And if we were to really talk about the power of God, we could no doubt spend a year, you know, just going through everything and hardly scratch the surface. And I mean that because if you think of how God, how he made everything, I mean, it's just absolutely incredible. I mean, there's so much parts of the ocean that we haven't even discovered yet, believe it or not. There's so much that we don't even know about what's in the ocean. And God made it all. He's aware of everything, everywhere of odd creature. The Bible is very clear of the immenseness of the knowledge of God. And we can't possibly describe it, can't understand it, can't comprehend it, but we believe it. Amen. Ephesians 1:18, if you want to turn to me, turn with me there. Ephesians 1:18. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Amen. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward. I want to let that sink in a little bit. The greatness of his power to usward, who believe according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. That covers it. Amen. And hath put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church. Praise the Lord, which is his body. And what is his body? The fullness of him that filleth all in all. Let that sink in. We are here tonight as representatives of his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Think about that. Amen. Brother Branham had this quote. He says, oh, if you only realized your position, if the church only realized its position, he says, it will one day. It will one day. He says, then the rapture will take place. Amen. 1 Thessalonians 1:5, you don't have to turn to it. He says, for our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power and the Holy Ghost and in much assurance, as you know what manner of men we were among you for your sake. Amen. In power. The reason why I'm bringing this out, now, admittedly, I must, you know, full disclosure, I haven't in my own life seen the power of God as strong as I should. I've witnessed it. I've witnessed storms spoken out of existence. I've witnessed legs, you know, bothering and all of a sudden healing. I've had different experiences which the Lord conveyed, and I believe with all my heart that he is with us. Amen? We serve a powerful God, and this gospel that we have here is powerful. And all we have to do is even look back to Brother Branham, to his ministry, and we see an incredible manifestation, if you would, of the power of Almighty God. That Christianity is the only religion that shows at all the power of God. There's not another religion. They might have certain signs. They might have certain manifestations. But when it comes to the full power manifestation, there's nothing that even touches Christianity whatsoever. Amen. I was talking to a customer who believed in astrology, and he told me it's even in the Bible there where you see Jesus told those two disciples to go and you find this one man carrying a pitcher with water. And that is, in essence, you know, kind of leading the way, if you would, where Christianity is the time of Pisces, the fish. Christianity is known as the fish, and the next thing that steps into that is Aquarius, and that was the sign of the water bearer, if you would. And so he was bringing that out and so forth. And so, but, you know, wait a minute. Who is it that made the stars? Who put all the constellations up there in space? And I'm not even saying that he might have some insight as far as a knowledge of something in the stars, you know, something that we, you know, Brother Branham said the first Bible that was written was up there in the stars. He says, but don't go by it anymore. He says, for one thing, the earth is out of whack. You know, and we can't go by exactly what is up there in the stars, you know. But the Lord, he didn't make the earth out of whack, okay? It was man's sin, if you would. But we know he made everything. And there's nothing that Satan can do, but that God didn't put it there first. The only thing Satan can do is pervert it. There are two powers, one God's, one Satan's. And Satan is only a perversion of God's. Amen? So, there is no other religion at all that demonstrates the power that Christianity does. Think about that. Amen? And the Lord is in control of all of it. And he's not going to give us that power, even though we sit there in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, and we sit as sons and daughters of God positionally, that power is there. It's available to us, but he won't allow us to do much with it at all. Amen. Without character. The character has got to be there. Brother Branham was very clear. Power without character is satanic. Right. Amen. So, but all power of heaven and earth has been given to us by Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Amen. This is all that was in Christ he poured into his church. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now you remember in Luke 5, 17, the story of, it said that there were doctors and there were lawyers. They were gathered and Jesus was sitting right there. He was standing right there. And he was ready to heal. And all of a sudden, somebody started breaking up the tiles of the house, and they lowered somebody down, a man down onto a cot. And Jesus was very much struck by their faith that they would do this, to go out of the way, because they were convinced that he had the power to get that man off the cot. And to think what the Lord did right then. He says, man, your sins are forgiven you. Isn't that something? Your sins are forgiven you. And everyone, how dare he say something like that? How dare? You know, what's staging? I mean, what's staging? You know what he said next, of course. He says, which is easier? To say, thy sins be forgiven thee? Or to say, rise up off your cot, take up your cot and go home? Which is easier to say? He said, but that you know that the Son of Man hath power to forgive sins, I say unto this man, rise up, take up your cot, and go home. And he was healed right there on the spot in front of everybody that was standing around there. They were witnesses. They probably knew this man. They were well aware of the case. And the Lord healed him just like that. Amen. And I want to say what they said in the verse. And immediately he rose up before them and took up that which he lay and departed to his own house, glorifying God. And they were all amazed, and they glorified God and were filled with fear, saying, We have seen strange things today. The power of God stops all mouths. It hushes the critics. They can't say anything in front of that. Once it's right there, they might say, and they might gossip, they might say, well, he does it by the power of Beelzebub in closed doors. But it was right there, and it's right there in their face. It stops all mouths. Amen? Praise the Lord. I was listening recently to a testimony of Brother Sidney Jackson on Brother Branham's campaign in South Africa. How many has heard his testimony? Anybody? Brother Derek? Amen. It's a wonderful testimony. I'll put the link, you know, in there. It's about 40 minutes long. It's a real blessing. Praise the Lord. I'm going to share just some testimonies just from it because it's so powerful. It's so powerful. We just to show that we serve a mighty God. And again, the theme of what I'm talking about is I'm talking about the sovereign power of God. Amen? Praise the Lord. And God is sovereign. He is sovereign. And I'll explain what I mean here in just a minute. The power of God in South Africa, even before Brother Branham got there, the anticipation was so great, the power of God was so strong, that children, even on their way to those meetings there in Johannesburg, they were healed. Even before they got to the meeting, they were taken off their braces and so forth, their leg irons and all that they had on their legs. And God had totally healed them. Amen. And there was a man who had cancer sores. He had just big crusts all over his head and all over his body. He had a great big, huge, you know, area that was exposing his ribs. And the night before the meetings, God healed the man. But he got a prayer card. And the very next day he went in and, you know, he got called up. His number got called. He went up there on the stage and Brother Branham praying for the sick. And this man came forward and he pointed to that man. He says, "Sir, you were healed last night. You may leave and go in the name of, you know, Lord Jesus Christ. Give him praise to God." So powerful was the anointing. So powerful was the presence of God. God was so present, everybody could see. Here was a God that could know everything that there was about them and understand fully before them even having to explain anything. God already knew about it. And that's the God that we serve tonight. God knows everything about us. He's intimately knowledgeable of every one of our needs. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God. There was a pastor that Brother Sidney Jackson knew. He was literally just wasting away there in the hospital. And he was convinced that if he could just get to the Branham campaign, if he could just get there, God would heal him. And so he asked his doctors. The doctors wasn't going to let him go, but he pleaded with them. He says, "Fine, I'll give you your death wish. You're not even going to make it to the meeting." You know, that was his thought. That was his attitude. And so he was taken there by an ambulance. And as they brought him out of the ambulance, not to be graphic or anything, but there's just so much pus that was on the floor of that from his body. I mean, he was just in horrible shape. They took him on the stretcher. They brought him in. They sat him down. And then Brother Branham, you know, when the prayer line took place, you know, he pointed to the man, "Sir, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, rise up off your hot cot and be healed." And he rose right up and he sat down. And of course, they couldn't believe it. I mean, he was just nigh unto death. And he rose up by the power of God and he sat right down. Later on, when the ambulance drivers come to get him, they says, "Get on the cot, we'll carry you." He says, "Carry me, I can walk to the ambulance." And he did. And he went back with him. He went back to the hospital only to get his clothes. He was perfectly healed. You see, that is the power of God. That same God that healed back then, he is the same one here tonight. He is no less powerful. Amen? And let us be aware of that. He is not the God of yesterday. A lot of times we can say, well, you know, in the days of Brother Branham, if careful, we're going to fall back into the God of yesterday. We're going to say the days of miracles are past. They aren't past. Amen. And if we have need of anything in Christ, the Lord Jesus is there to meet that need. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And the night before one of the meetings, there was just about an hour before the meeting, actually, there was just a tremendous hailstorm just came, and it just fell and just pounded for a good hour, large hailstones, and it made a layer about 6-8 inches deep of hail. It just came and it washed right underneath. It's just a big old large metal roof that they had, about maybe 200 yards by 150 yards. It could see it roughly 10,000, and there was about maybe 17,000. So they were there. And one of the things that really struck Brother Sidney Jackson is Brother Branham was there when he got out there and he was ready to pray for the people. And there were 17,000 people out there. And he said, and we've heard him say this many times, he says, I take every spirit under here under my power in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for his glory. And 17,000, he says, it was just remarkable. I've been into many open meetings, he said, and there would always be commotion, you know, even dogs way in the back fighting, because a lot of times it was outdoors. And just a holy hush came over everything. That wasn't Brother Branham. That wasn't Brother Branham. That was God. Amen? And then when he had his mass prayer, and he just prayed out, he says like lightning was just shooting out over the congregation. And people just stood up, were standing up out of wheelchairs. People that had been there for a long time. He knew of this one woman who'd been wheelchair bound for 23 years. And she walked out of there, walking through about this much ice, you know, perfectly healed. Think about that. How could you do that if you haven't walked in a while even? You know how hard it is even sometimes to get out of bed, us old folks, right? You know, got to get a little steady. And they haven't walked in a couple of decades, and yet here they were walking through the ice. Again, the power of God. Praise the Lord. And then he talked about Durban. Again, there was such anticipation in the city of Durban. People streamed into that city as they're going over to the racetrack. You couldn't even drive a bicycle in through because of the crowd through that city. That crowd literally just shut down the city of Durban when Brother Branham was there during that campaign. And the same things that they were experiencing in the Johannesburg meetings, the same thing was happening there at Durban, where before people even came to those meetings, God was healing them. Now think about that. This wasn't Brother Branham. This was the graciousness of God who met with them in South Africa and blessed them with his presence. God sovereignly chose to do that. It wasn't because they were more righteous. It wasn't because they were more holy. This was the day of salvation. And God poured out his power in that country in the most remarkable way. See, God can do anything. You know, it's not on us, but to believe. Amen? And Brother Branham, you know, how many times have we seen him say, you know, I can't do nothing. If you want to be healed, if I could heal you, I would do that. I'm totally helpless. Unless the Lord does it, unless he comes, I'm just as helpless as you, you know, he said. So it's a sovereignty of Almighty God and His power. Amen? And you just have faith in what He's given us keys. He's given us things to grab onto. If you do this, I will do that. If you come, take my promise and you believe and you hold to that promise, and we're given Abraham as an example. It didn't happen instantaneously. You might have to hang on to it for a while. But if you, by faith and according to God's word, if it meets everything, God will meet your need. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So, and you remember this one thing, of course, I'm telling you things that you've already heard, and this is one instance that you've heard many times, but it stresses a point. Remember how they took that one man that was, possessed, if you would. He was just a wild, he was like a maniac. They had him all chained, all bound, and you know, almost like an animal, and they brought him up there onto the stage, and Brother Branham said, loose him. He says, oh, no, we can't. I mean, he'll attack you. You can't. Go ahead and loose him. Loose the man. So they went, they took it off, and he just stood perfectly upright, perfectly in his own right mind. And Brother Branham took and walked with the man all over the stage with the man, and he was just walking with him perfectly in his mind. And he was renowned. That man was renowned in that area. They knew by that manifestation that was the power of God, and it delivered a man, it brought him to his right mind. And people everywhere, they were just so struck by the power of God. You know, the Hindus that were out there, they had the little dots on their forehead. They were wiping them off like this. People were throwing down their idols. Why was that? Because they saw something that was real. They saw the power of God manifested to where they could not explain it away. They knew that this was God. Amen? So, there is nothing. Saints, we're blessed beyond measure. There's nothing that can touch what we've got and what God has for us. What God has for us. Amen? You remember the story of the Hebrew children. You remember how that they were thrown into that hot fire, how it was heated seven times hotter, how even the guards that threw them in were, the flames of fire slew them, even as they threw those Hebrew children in, to let everybody know, yes, it's hot, okay? And there were three children, and they saw the fourth one like the Son of Man. You know the story, amen? And when they had them come out of there, when the Hebrew children came out, and the princes, governors, and captains, this is verse 27 of Daniel chapter 3, and the king's counselors being gathered together saw these men upon whose bodies the fire had no power, nor was an hair on their head singed, neither were their coats changed, nor the smell of fire passed on them. This is absolutely mind-boggling. No explanation. The power of God. I mean, it kind of makes those who walk on hot coals a little pale, doesn't it, huh? Yeah. Amen? Then Nebuchadnezzar spake and says, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel and delivered his servants that trusted in him and have changed the king's word and yielded their bodies that they might not serve nor worship any god except their own God. Therefore, I make a decree that every people, nation, and language which shall speak anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made a dunghill, because there is no other God that can deliver after this sort. Amen? The power of God manifested. It does something. It convinces everybody of the reality of God. And they have nothing to say but to actually bring worship to the true God. Praise the Lord. Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. After trial, amen. Then reward. Now listen to what he said. This is how it follows up. Nebuchadnezzar, the king, unto all people, nations, and languages that dwell in all the earth, peace be multiplied unto you. I thought it good to show the signs and wonders that the high God hath wrought toward me. How great are his signs, and how mighty are his wonders. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and his dominion is from generation to generation. Nebuchadnezzar said. So again, the manifestation of the power of God pulling out of a heathen worship. Amen. Here's what Brother Branham says. He says, Satan's power is limited. Faith's power brings to pass God's revealed revelation. God helps those who cannot act and help themselves. That old dishonoring God proverb that said, God helps those that help themselves. How ridiculous. God helps those who can't help themselves. Amen. Oh, isn't he wonderful? Amen. The power of God, what it does, the power of God is the only thing that can give eternal life. I mean, that is the ultimate power right there, eternal life. The power of God is the only thing. It's the power of God that built a tree. All the science in the world can't build a tree. God's power built the tree. God's power can keep me alive. If God calls you, all the hospital, the oxygen tents, and the pole motors in the world can't keep you here. Amen? It's God's power that feeds the sparrow. It's God's power that speaks to the little duck up yonder. There's nobody goes up there and shoos him off the lake and says, go down to Louisiana. No, sir, it's God's power that shoos him off the lake. The little fellow don't know which way to go. It's God's power that directs him to the south. Hallelujah. And it's God's power that directs them to Jesus Christ. It's God's power that brought the wise men to the cradle. It's God's power that thrills the soul of every believer. Amen. God's power to help those who cannot help themselves. Amen. 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 Let's be salty. Praise the Lord. Be surprised what God will do. A lot of hungry people, they are hungry out there. There's a lot of things out there that are just getting lined up. We have such an opportunity just to give hope where a lot of people don't see hope. Psalm 147 says this, 3. He healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds. He telleth the number of the stars. He calleth them all by their names. That's remarkable. That's great is our Lord and of great power. His understanding is infinite. The Lord lifteth up the meek. He casteth the wicked down to the ground. Amen. The 10th verse of the same psalm says, He delighteth not in the strength of the horse. He taketh not pleasure in the legs of a man. The Lord taketh pleasure in them that fear him, in those that hope in his mercy. He takes pleasure in that. Those that fear him. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I pray I'm numbered right with them. Amen. Jeremiah 51:15 says, He hath made the earth by his power. He hath established the world by his wisdom. And he stretched out the heaven by his understanding. When he uttereth his voice, there is a multitude of waters in the heavens. And he causeth the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth. He maketh lightning with rain, and he bringeth forth the wind out of his treasures. Do you know God had the treasures of wind? Isn't that interesting? He's got treasures of big hailstone too, to be reserved to the end, at the end time. Praise the Lord. So we have all this power. Amen? And again, God is absolutely sovereign in his power. And he leads us. Praise the Lord. I'm going to read something. I just made reference to it. He says, Now What are you going to do when you get all that group together where the revelation is perfectly in harmony and God expressing it through his word, the same actions, the same things he did, making the word manifest? Oh, if the church only knew its position. It will one day, then the rapture will go when it knows what it is. Praise the Lord. Brother Branham makes this, that was in Christ is the mystery of God revealed. He makes this statement in the God of this evil age. And when the whole entire word of God is complete, was headed up in a human body called Jesus Christ, in there God made me pay for my sins, in him there. Then he rose me, raised me up with him in the resurrection, and now we are seated with him with power and authority over every devil. Power and authority over every devil. Every devil. Amen. Oh, if you could only believe what God has given. But if you're not seated there, you don't have it. But if you are seated and don't believe it and are afraid to move, you'll never use it. Okay? But if you are seated there, you will use it. For you are ordained to do what you do. God's sovereign power. God's sovereign power. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Just got one more story. And one more scripture, and then I'll wrap it up. So if you can hang in there with me. I know it's the middle of the week. God bless you. Remember the story in 2 Chronicles where Asa was confronted with a large, huge army of a million army with 300 chariots. Do you remember that? The Ethiopians. He had about almost 600. It's about almost 2 to 1. But this is what Asa said. Asa cried unto the Lord his God and said, Lord, it is nothing with thee to help, whether with many or with them that have no power. Help us, O Lord our God, for we rest on thee, and in thy name we go against this multitude. O Lord, thou art our God. Let not man prevail against thee. Isn't that wonderful? Whether it's little or if there's many, God can save in either case. He doesn't need numbers. One God and man is a majority. Goes on to say, so the Lord smote the Ethiopians before Asa and before Judah, and the Ethiopians fled. And Asa and the people that were with him pursued them unto Gerar. And the Ethiopians were overthrown, that they could not recover themselves, for they were destroyed before the Lord and before his host. And they carried away very much spoil. And they smote all the cities round about Gerar, for the fear of the Lord came upon them. Think about that, the fear of the Lord. And they spoiled all the cities, and there was exceeding much spoil in them. And they smote also the tents of cattle, and carried away sheep and camel in abundance, and returned to Jerusalem. More than conquerors. But you know, it's even more than a conqueror than that. More than a conqueror is where you cause your enemy to become your friend. Well, that's more than a conqueror. You cause your enemy, amen, you'd be so salty that your enemy becomes converted. It comes alongside to bless instead of hinder and hurt. Praise the Lord. Couple of scriptures here, and then we'll close. Musicians, if you want to come. It says, and you are complete in him which is the head of all principality and power. That's a great scripture. You're complete in him. You think you don't measure up. You think you're nothing. You think, you know, somehow you're insignificant. Yes, in yourself. But our identity isn't ourselves. It's Jesus Christ. And that's what we have to keep looking to. Not look to ourselves, but look to Christ. And ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. Amen. 2 Peter 1:3 says, according as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue. His divine power has given to us all things. Praise the Lord. Everything that we have need of, everything that we have need of to be conformed to the image of Christ, he has given us all things. He has made us for a purpose, not just to occupy some spot here on earth, but he wants to manifest us as the image of Jesus Christ. That's the purpose that he's called us to. He didn't come here just to occupy. He didn't come here just to get by. He didn't call us with some kind of a mediocre life. Amen? He called us to be salty. He called us to come forth and to be yielded to him and to be an example to the world of what he can do when a life is yielded over to him. He wants to use you to manifest his power. He wants to use you to manifest his joy, to manifest his graciousness. Brother Branham, it was said about him that he would just all the time go, he'd shoot game, or he'd do different things, and he would bring food to supply those who didn't have food. And he did it without any big fanfare. It was just what he was and what he did. Amen? And the Bible says they are those who give plenteously. I'm going to paraphrase this. Give lavishly and yet still gain. And there are those who withhold more than is meet, and they tend to poverty. I believe the Lord wants us to be generous in everything. In the same way that he's blessed us, amen, let us give out. Let us not be like that little fish, Timothy, in the ocean, who's just sipping the ocean because it doesn't want to use up all the water. Isn't that absurd? Right? And that's what Brother Branham used, that illustration, to explain the power of God. Amen? Everything is available to us. Everything is given to us. All we have to do is but ask. If there's anything in our lives that somehow we got a mindset, we're kind of stuck in a certain spot that seems to be putting a kink in the hose of God's blessings, may the Lord open up. May the Lord just touch us right there. May the Lord look beyond whatever that hindrance is and just open that up and just get past that. Amen? Because in truth, we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Well, it's just that one song that Sister Michelle chose, I thought was a good one. Lily of the Valley. And I don't have the book here. It was 83, was it? I have found a friend in Jesus. If we can stand to our feet, if you want to. Praise the Lord. I have found a friend in Jesus, he's everything to me. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. The lily of the valley, in him alone I see all I need to cleanse and make me fully whole. In sorrow he's my comfort, in trouble he's my stay. He tells me every care on him to roll. Hallelujah, he's a lily of the valley, a bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. Amen. He all my griefs has taken and all my sorrows borne. In temptation he's my strong and mighty tower. I've all for him forsaken and all my idols from my heart, and now he keeps me by his power. Though all the world forsake me and Satan tempt me sore, through Jesus I shall safely reach the goal. Hallelujah, he's the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star.
He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. He'll never, never leave me, nor yet forsake me, while I live by faith and do His blessed will. A wall of fire about me, I've nothing now to fear. With His manna He my hungry soul shall fill. Then sweeping up to glory, I'll see His blessed face, where rivers of delight shall ever roll. Hallelujah, He's the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Is there anybody here that has need of prayer at all while we're here in the presence of the Lord? Any needs? Anybody wants to have us pray for anything? Brother Derek? Amen. 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 And the closer you all, each one of us, get closer to God, you don't even have to tell anybody that you're closer. They'll know it. Amen. Amen. That's a good prayer, Brother Derek. I think that's a good prayer for all of us. Amen. Praise God. Brother Peter, would you come and pray? And also go ahead and close the service, if you would.
Sure, heads. Grace and Father, Lord, again, we just come before you again, Lord, and just thank you for meeting with us tonight, Lord, and just speaking, Lord, into our hearts, Father. Lord, we just want to lift up Brother Derek's request there, Father, for just to be closer to you, Lord. I know that's my desire, that's my prayer as well, Father.
Amen.
Lord, for more of you.
Amen, Lord.
Closer to you, Father.
Amen.
So grant our brother's request, Lord, and that you would just take him to new heights, Lord, and heavenly places, Lord, Christ Jesus. Lord, we're so grateful, Lord, to know you, Lord, and that you have opened our eyes and our hearts, Lord, in this last day.
We Amen,
look
Lord.
Around and just see the darkness and the evil, Lord, people, Lord, Jesus. They don't want you. They rejected you, Lord, and they want something else, Lord. Lord, thank you from the bottom of my heart, Lord, for giving us ears to hear, eyes to see, Lord. You've demonstrated, Lord, as spoken tonight, your great power, Lord. So many miracles, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
It stops all mouths, Lord.
Yes, amen.
Critics can say nothing.
Amen. Amen, Lord.
But yet, they still won't turn to you.
Oh my.
How sad that is, Lord.
Oh my. Oh my, Lord. Oh my.
Lord, I just pray that you would just give us unction, Lord, to reach out to a lost and dying world.
Amen, Lord, please.
Time is running out.
Yes, it is, Lord.
The last fleeting seconds of time.
Lord. Yes, Lord. Help us, Father.
It's at hand, Lord.
Amen.
Your coming is so close, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Ambassadors, reflectors, Lord, of your great light, Lord. Your hands, your feet, Lord, your vocal cords, Lord, to reach out and minister, Father.
Yes, Father God, grant it, Lord.
Bless, Lord, each one that's not with us tonight, Lord. Those
yes,
traveling
amen.
Again, Lord, the needs, Lord, that have been spoken to request, Father. Lift up Brother Keith again, Lord.
And yes, amen.
Continue, Lord, healing in his body, Father.
Yes, Father.
To you be all praise and glory.
Amen, Lord.
Commit all things now to your hands in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. More of you, right? A prayer for more of you. More
of things I've had my fill, and yet I hunger still, empty and bare. Lord, hear my prayer for more of you. I've had it all, but what I need is more of you. Of things I've had my fill, and yet I hunger still. Empty and bare, Lord, hear my prayer for more of you.
I sing it again as we go. Amen.
More of you. Oh, more of you. I've had it all, but what I need is more of you. Of things I've had my fill, and yet I hunger still, empty and bare.
I need thee, right down below. Can you do that one? 6:18. I need thee every hour. It's right on. Oh, I'm sorry. 6:18. Praise God.
I need thee every hour, most gracious Lord. No tender voice like that, and thyself for. Need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come. When thou art nigh, I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. I need thee every hour, in joy or pain. Come quickly and abide, for life is vain. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Bless me now, my Savior. need thee every hour, most holy one. Oh, make me thine indeed, thou blessed Son. I need thee, oh, I need thee.
Dismissed.